This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mike Evans, who is the author most recently of Atomic Iran, Countdown to Armageddon. He's also a columnist with WorldNet Daily and is one of the most knowledgeable people you'll find about the Middle Eastern crisis as well as the burgeoning Iranian nuclear threat. There's been headlines on that in recent days, including greater enrichment of uranium by the Iranians and also a promised major event this week on the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. And Mike, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Let's start with the uranium. They say for medical purposes, they need to enrich it up to 20%. How do you read that?
Well, the director of the Atomic Nuclear Agency of Israel told me that they're a screwdriver away, and he told me that they will, in fact, pass the threshold, the point of no return, this year, which will make it completely impossible for the world not to respond.
And in terms of the response, what do they actually expect it will be? We've heard this engagement strategy, diplomacy. What's the world willing to do when it becomes blatantly obvious?
Nothing. I think fundamentally April 1st was the big day. It's called April Fool's Day, the first day of the government of God. By April 1st, all avenues are going to be exhausted. And from that point on, it'll be obvious that the attack is on. The Israelis will have to do the job as America's proxy.
You've told us in the past, Mike, that if the U.S. and other nations got their act in gear, that crippling economic sanctions, particularly in terms of refining gasoline, could be absolutely destructive towards Iran. Any sort of hint that we're moving in that direction?
No, because the Russians and the Chinese will not support it. And that's fundamentally the basis for Iran's economy right now. And they're not going to move on it. The Russians certainly want a nuclear arms race because they would be in the subcontractor business. So a $1 trillion nuclear arms race with all the Sunni Gulf oil states would be great for them. So they're hoping that Iran would go nuclear. And the Chinese have signed over $300 billion worth of contracts with Iran. So no, the Russians and the Chinese are not going to back down.
Mike, it's ironic to some extent that just as Iran gets closer and closer to producing a nuclear weapon, that they're possibly in their weakest political state since the revolution more than 30 years ago. How do those two work together as the public becomes increasingly dissatisfied with a regime about to get nuclear power?
Well, it's a fascist country at this present time, and there's no way that they can overcome the dilemma that they did overcome with the Shah of Iran. At that time, they could influence the media. They could influence the clerics, but now they can't. There's a second and third tier against all of that, they have zero tolerance right now. So anybody that lifts their finger up is going to have in prison, and they proved that during the last election. So the Iranian people basically are held hostage by a fascist regime.
Some have said that if the U.S. spoke out like we did back in the early days of the Solidarity Movement in Poland and so forth, that it could have a much different effect. Sounds like you're not so sure that would be the case.
Well, it could have done it when Ahmadinejad tried to get to the United States. I was appealing to President Obama to not allow him in, like Ronald Reagan did with Arafat, to not legitimize his presidency, but Obama let him in to speak in the U.N. So, no. We've put past the point of no return. The media's not going to do anything. They're neutered right now, and they're dumbing down everybody else. And the Russians and Chinese won't do anything. So fundamentally, what's coming down to is there will be an attack this year. The Israelis will, in fact, attack this year. There's 1,100 hard targets, retaliatory targets they're going to have to take out, and then they'll take out the reactors. It'll be a 7 to 10 day operation.
In terms of the anniversary, 2 days away now, we've been promised by Ahmadinejad some major revelation. Any idea what that might be?
He's just going to be talking about some of their new tactical retaliatory equipment and some of their breakthroughs in the energy nuclear vis-a-vis. Nothing more than that. Fundamentally, Iran has no air force. They have no capability to respond to the state of Israel in an air force attack, military attack. Yes, they have ICBMs, but Israel is very, very aware of where they are because they're satellites. No, there's not going to be anything substantive that's going to be said, but it's going to be provocative. And as I said, they will announce some more of their missiles attempting to threaten people with them.
Mike, you said the drop dead time was probably April. I know in a previous interview you suspected a strike could come as early as May. Is that still the timetable you're looking at?
Yeah, fundamentally between mid-May and late in June is right now what we're all looking at. Of course, anything can change with this country. It's possible still that they can blink, but it's highly unlikely. Listen, they were paid $7.9 billion to release the hostages under Jimmy Carter the day of the inauguration, and an Algerian accord was signed in which is respect to their territorial integrity. So for them, crime pays. They're not going to back down. They feel like Obama's much softer than Jimmy Carter. They think he's like Jimmy Carter on steroids, extremely weak. So they're not afraid of him, and they really believe in what they're doing. So I would say we're going to have an attack for sure this year. The Israelis are going to have to take it out. And the big concern we all have is not the attack by Israel, but what will Iran do to retaliate against the United States? Will they use asymmetrical, which means suicide bombers, on the ground? The likelihood is very high that they'll go for Hezbollah and Hamas suicide bombers in the United States, blowing themselves up in major cities of America and saying that they're doing it for America's support of Israel, trying to deflect it upon the Palestinian crisis.
Well, that's certainly a sobering thought to close on, Mike, but we thank you very much for your time and sharing your expertise with us.
You're very welcome. Have a nice day.
You too, sir. Mike Evans, author most recently of Atomic Iran, Countdown to Armageddon, columnist for WorldNet Daily, and a longtime expert on the Middle East crisis. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.